Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Look who's back. Look who's back.
Listen.
Now what's happened, we'll break it down. Mm. Mark Fry, who was bragging up his Iowa Hawkeyes. They want to have a bonus sauerkraut days because they demolished the Gophers. But then he got sick.
He's kind of been fighting it all morning.
So Taylor said go because I think Taylor wants his position. Dave, isn't that what you sense?
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
Taylor wants the
knives were out.
She pushed him out the door.
Yeah, in front of traffic.
And then Susie said, listen, I can only do so much. You know, I'm not picking up for Fry. I'm not going to do the updates. And overrated, underrated, properly rated. And then the number one thing she has to do in the next 2 hours is what?
Get you a treat from Hen House.
Yeah, get us a treat. Get us a treat.
I've never really asked you, do you like a purely chocolate treat? Are you open to a raspberry tart, or does there have to be chocolate?
It's been a time in my life when I love tarts, you know? You don't have to go to Hen House. You can go whatever. We're not going to have sunflower seeds chocolate. We've established that, Dave Harrigan, haven't we?
That was the worst thing you've ever done.
Wow.
In my life?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's a high.
Chocolate-covered sun butter cups.
They were nasty. They were gnarly.
So let's get it. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, 651-461-9226. Yes, ma'am?
I just want to say I'm not sure where you can get good dessert-type bakery goods for you downtown other than.
You need a list?
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. You work on it.
We'll come up with a list where you can do you have notes today?
I do.
Are they typed?
No, handwritten.
Okay, let's go.
They're all overrated. I'm going to just start out. Like, I've been in a mildly bad mood.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
The treat that we all share.
That would have been it. That would make me happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, it goes right into my topic.
Okay.
My topic is overrated, and it is clothes.
See? Clothes.
So you
look very nice today.
Well, it took a while.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, as many women know, because as I asked around, I don't know how many guys do this, and it is pretty Midwest, there is a switching of clothes.
Yeah.
So I take all my summer stuff and I put it in a downstairs closet and everything I've had.
I thought some goofball living in the basement. So how can you?
No, I have the whole main floor and upstairs floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and so today I was like, okay, I check the
switcheroo
temperature. So start looking through some of the winter stuff.
Yep.
And I tried on like four things, hated them all.
Yep.
I'm immediately sick of myself because I'm fat. And I know you always say you look great. But maybe I do, but I'm also gaining poundage that I know it's my fault.
Yeah.
Totally take responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm defiant. I eat chocolate and treats. I'm like, I don't care if I'm fat.
I'm probably not helping you by every day saying, get us a treat.
So,
I won't stop.
Clothes are overrated to me. They're bothering me.
Clothes. Well, nudity, underrated.
Nudity is underrated.
Listen. We would get some clicks at Chad Hartman Show if they said, newsreader and most important show contributor now does the show naked.
She's sick of her clothes.
Yeah.
Sick of them.
Well, you know what could happen?
Mm-mm.
Closed circuit of the third floor. How about a clothing sponsorship for Susie Jones?
Oh, there you go. I was actually thinking about one of those Stitch Fix. They have services that, you know, they set you up.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do my next one. And I think everyone's going to agree with me on this. This is totally overrated. Christmas decorations in October.
They should not be allowed to celebrate Christmas this year. That should be the punishment. In particular, if they have young kids.
I know.
Dave, yes or no? If it's October 27th and you already have the Christmas decorations off, your children do not get a single gift, and you have to explain why, because Santa doesn't like your parents.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. You lose your Christmas license for 2025.
It's ridiculous.
So that was something that was bothering me.
Are you willing to knock on a door and have a conversation?
Well, this is my decoration story is more to Home Depot, Costco, all these stores are all lit up with Christmas. I don't know that I've seen actually. Well, no, I think I have. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Cook's a believer in potentially year-round Christmas decoration.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. My last one is overrated Costco. I went there stupidly.
Yeah, I'm afraid of Costco, so I'm not taking that.
Yeah, have you tried their tortilla soup? Yeah.
No, it may be good. It may be cheap. All of the above.
It's a callback.
It was dangerous Saturday.
Dangerous.
I wish they would have had traffic control in the store itself. There was one of the guys. St. Louis Park.
Did we get National Guard involved?
Were security wearing masks? Omar Fateh wants him arrested?
I'm saying that. The crashes of people going down one aisle and coming out another. There were so many carts in there. And I just had to get two things for my mom because God bless her.
You can't go to Costco.
I did.
Just for two things.
I did.
That's on you.
What things?
Yeah, what are they?
What did Kay Jones want?
Yeah.
Lawn bags, those paper lawn bags that I could have gone to Home Depot or Menards or Target.
Nowhere else has them.
And then the second one was Diet Coke.
Nobody else has that either.
Honestly. Okay. Well, let me just chime in right away.
I'm
overrated your decision to go for lawn bags and Diet Coke. Go to Quick Trip. Go to Speedway.
Oh, my
God. Go anywhere. Not, by the way, the St. Louis Park. In October, if the weather's okay, I think the population there is 5 million on a Saturday.
Yes.
And you're going there for two things. Oh, my.
It is true, because I think we feel like we're going to save money. You know, my mother's like, well, you get it cheap at Costco, but when it comes right down to it, the danger you're putting yourself into, the headache, the lines.
Listen.
I should pay $3 more and go anywhere else and not fight.
As someone who's been a Costco customer for a long time, it is very productive. But I've never once in my life considered anything less than, what would you say, Dave, 20 items to think about Costco, especially that St. Louis Park one where, Stevie Wonder designed the parking situation. I mean,
that was terrible too.
I'm more concerned about how old is Kay Jones again?
She will be 95.
She will be 95.
I think I know where you're going. It's very good here.
And you're getting lawn bags to tell her to go rake her own
lawn? She's raking the lawn?
What is the matter with you? There you go. I got you a couple bags there. Have at it.
Get out there, Kay.
Good luck avoiding the heart attack. Meanwhile,
by the way, I'm lamenting that I've gained weight, and I'll be over here on the couch.
But they're Diet Cokes, so they're diet. So that's nice. Cokes.
You guys are having fun, busting my chops. Yeah. That's totally fine.
With the truth. I hate to say
it. Yeah, right? Not really busting.
All right.
Anyway, it's been a busy weekend.
Yeah, it has.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get more texts.
Sure.
More of overrated, underrated, properly rated. I know you're out there because we got about 10 million texts in the first hour. So what do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we got, Dave? Susie, would you like to guess today's bumper music theme off this very enjoyable song?
Is it Van Morrison?
No. Ooh. This is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats bringing you I've Been Failing.
Mm. That would have to do with football teams. No?
Or just
football teams, hockey teams.
All Minnesota
basketball.
Sports.
Yeah, it's the... perhaps worst weekend in Minnesota sports ever, which we'll talk about with Chip in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, 100% correct. Dave, before you jump in, how can we still feel sorry for Susie Jones?
I don't think you can.
I'd argue Maple Grove just as bad. I would not.
Oh, I've never been out there.
I would not. I'm a veteran of both Costco parking
lots. Oh, you are?
Lots.
Okay.
Now, the St. Louis Park one is...
ridiculous.
Yes. Inconsistent NFL referees and the overall concept of what is and what is not a catch.
I'm all
fair. It's very fair.
Totally fair.
Underrated, the laughter that occurs every time my friends and I drive by a Pump and Munch gas station.
You do have to snicker every time.
You do,
at least,
every
right?
time. It's like, who named it that? That's terrible.
The texter then adds, I have the maturity of a 14-year-old boy. So do I.
So do you, and so do I, and so does Harrigan.
Right.
That's why this show works. And Adam is maybe 12.
Yeah, for sure. You can be very serious in life,
sure.
Can have incredible challenges, try to overcome it. But if you can't laugh, and in particular, poke fun at yourself,
yeah.
Shut her down. But, I mean, like I'd say it too much, but... I was out with just great friends yesterday and just laughed and laughed and laughed and stories, and I just absolutely loved it and treasured it. Mm-hmm. And never take for granted the good people I have in my life, including this building. Yeah. I have a lot of great friends. You two are at the top of the list.
Oh.
Right.
Chad.
Yeah.
I know, I'm crying.
Take an Amtrak out to Seattle, just sitting back and relaxing, underrated. Okay, would either one of you be willing to take an Amtrak that far?
No.
Really?
Zero chance.
I don't know what the accommodations are like. I mean, if I had a nice car, a nice, you know, place to stay, what are they called? Compartments? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're sleeping, you're eating in the dining car.
I'm too fidgety.
You'd feel like you got to get off.
If let's say... You know, Brad Lane kicks me to the curb, which could happen in any moment. And I'm free. And Q and I, we're going to go to Seattle. We get to stop in various towns on the way, maybe stay there for a while. So I'm back and forth, but literally just staying on the train and my face just epoxied to the window. Oh, look at that. There are trees. No.
You'd rather do a road trip where you can actually get out. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Amtrak from St. Paul to Seattle.
What's the...
You could hop aboard the Empire Builder 7 train at 11:13 tomorrow night, and 38 hours and 16 minutes later, you'll be arriving
What's
in the
price?
City. The cheapest ticket there
looks
like...
You better be paying me.
$208.
$208. Oh, my God. Okay. 38 hours?
Correct.
No. Another.
I don't know. I'm kind of a romantic. I might do it.
Not. Overrated. Wearing shorts with a sweatshirt and a puffy vest. You look ridiculous. Pick a season.
I've got shorts and a hoodie today.
Oh,
is
that's
okay?
Funny. I love that.
I don't mind exactly what Dave is wearing. Thank you. Do that often. But again, this show is adamantly against vest. Okay.
Oh, right. We're fundamentally against vests.
The gal came over with a very stylish vest the other day, and I said,
take that off or get out.
I go, we're in breakup territory here. I mean, what are we doing here?
You know,
and it looked great in the outfit. It was a leather vest. Looked great. You're pushing yourself. Okay. Yeah. You're pushing yourself.
Yeah.
All right, sir. David A. Harrigan.
Thank you.
That's who he is going for. David A. Harrigan.
David A.
Sounds more powerful.
It does.
Yeah.
Also sounds like another David Harrigan who came before me and perhaps is a little bit more famous.
Yeah, could be.
It's fine. Oh. I'm going to poke fun at myself in just a moment. But first, while it was a terrible sports weekend, one wonderful thing about the sports weekend was World Series starting and getting John Smoltz on the color commentary.
How about Joe Davis, too?
Joe Davis is great. He does a great job. But Smoltz, I think, for years has been so good. Incredibly good. Best to ever do it, at least the color commentary part in baseball, I think. Compared to other sports, whatever you want to do. But, I mean, I obviously love the game, but he is a great teacher. He explains things very clearly. He knows pitching backwards and forwards. Mm-hmm. I think he's just tremendous, and Fox is lucky to have him.
I agree, and you know, all you Vikings haters of Joe Buck, you're just fools, okay? Just knock it off. Joe Buck, versatility-wise, play-by-play, is one of the five greatest of all time, okay? That's how strong I feel about it. Joe Davis, who replaced Vin Scully with the Dodgers, Vin bleeping Scully, and then replaced Buck on baseball after 20-some years. And also, I think Joe Davis and Greg Olson, I go probably Buck and Aikman 1, they're 1A. They're that good. So I'm with you. And then having Verducci and Rosenthal, they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Right?
They do a very nice job.
I don't think the Twins are in the World Series. We're trying to confirm that. We might have that by 3.
Okay. They're not representing the National League, that's for sure. I know that. A month and a half ago, I did the triathlon, Chad. You've mentioned the 70.3. I felt very good about my fitness.
Yeah.
My athleticism, but my strength, that's all gone to hell.
No way, just that fast.
1 week ago today, I was in a fast food drive-thru on my way to pick up my parents for the airport. I always like to get a little snack, specifically for my dad.
What do you get him?
White Castle.
Oh, White Castle. Sliders.
Yep. He started it several years ago.
Plain, just regular?
He likes the jalapeno cheese.
Oh. You know, your dad and I met a few times. Mm-hmm. And he seems like just a great person. This elevates him
great
even
person.
More.
He is an absolute great person. So as I made the order, that's really not kind. Why would you say that about my brother? You've never met him. As I made the
order, his name, by the way?
And moved ahead, I noticed there was a trash can. I said, oh, I got some garbage here. Let me reach out the window before I get to the window. Reach. Oh, it's a little farther than I thought. Reach. Have you ever rotated a rib? Popped a rib?
I popped a rib in and out earlier this year, and it was bleeping torture.
It's what my wife believes I have done, physical therapist. For the last week, it's gotten worse and worse and worse every day. Mm. And I can't believe I injured myself going through a fast food drive-thru.
Yeah.
this is where you're busting your own chops.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You're
I can do a triathlon, but I can't drive 20 feet through a drive-thru.
Have I mentioned stretch lap?
What's become debilitating pain if
that's
I move in any sort of way that irritates the left side of my body.
Oh, honey.
Rib injuries. Overrated. Ribs in the right place and staying there?
On the grill.
Underrated. Yeah. Not too much barbecue, though.
No. Sauce them later.
And even better if you have a smoker.
Oh.
Right? Smokers aren't crazy expensive, right?
You can do the smoker if you want. I just do them on the charcoal grill. It works out.
Oh, are you old school? You don't want the gas?
I've got a gas grill. I have an old hand-me-down charcoal that I use only for ribs. I use it twice a year, maybe.
Oh. Got it. Would you like to make us some ribs? I'm going to be gone. I got a little trip coming up.
I know.
Saturday.
When do you
leave? I'll make them Sunday.
I leave Saturday. Oh, no, that's no good if you make them Sunday.
No, I'll make them Sunday.
Okay, great. I'm gone.
I'll mail them to you.
10 days.
10 days you're gone?
Well, Dave has to finish.
No, I'm good. That's good. Go ahead.
Overrated is the forecast in Hawaii. La-di-da, good for me. La-di-da, Hawaii. I didn't plan it. Oldest boy, The person I trust the most on planet Earth is getting married November 5th in a little place we call Maui.
Okay. Okay? So we're checking the forecast.
And I did today for the first time. 3 straight days of rain. This is trip number 3 for me.
To Hawaii.
Okay, la-di-da.
La-di-da.
Okay. This would be the first time I saw rain.
Really?
I'm really hoping not.
It's possible to not.
Yeah. I got good news for you.
Okay, clearing up.
Weather Channel looks all right.
Really?
Sunday looks a little wet, but I think after that you're looking
at
20% max chance.
That's
you're
all right. That's awesome.
My excitement level is properly rated because I can't wait.
Yeah.
I just cannot wait. As I've said a couple times, we will have an official officiant off in the corner, but I'm... Do you take...
You're going to do that?
They asked me.
Holy cow, what an honor. He likes you.
He does like you.
Oh, that's nice.
Have you been practicing your lines?
It's good when your kid likes you.
Of course I have. I mean, of course I've been practicing those lines over and over and over again.
How many days are you going to be in Hawaii?
We leave Saturday. We come back the following Sunday.
Okay.
So...
I'm filling in a day for you.
Nice. Let's go.
On a Friday, and I'm going to get comp day somewhere.
Do you
else.
Do the old, you know, if anybody should speak against this, you know, speak now or forever, hold your peace?
Oh, that's a good one.
I plan on breaking into the show. I'm going to do Am I Wrong? I mean, who's going to stop me? Right?
I just want to know what your reaction will be if someone puts their hand up.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much fun.
Yeah. No. Hey, David. Hey, chiropractor, put that rib back. Yeah. Find the right person. Find the... Because when I, two rib injuries for me, once with the Wolves, tracking the Wolves, on my phone, not paying attention, San Francisco, I wasn't mugged, it wasn't a homeless person, somehow I was enjoying San Francisco, and there was, the sidewalk I was on, they were doing construction, so it was about 6 inches higher, my left foot hits it, I go down in a heap, oh my God, did that hurt. And then this year I got really, really sick, coughed and coughed and coughed. And I popped it out. I had to go see my guy, Pat O'Brien, the health architect, who's a genius. Fine Pat O'Brien. He's amazing. He helps so many people. And he goes, this is really going to hurt, but you need it. And let me tell you, he was right. He was right. Just a couple other things. Adrian Peterson, get some help.
Yeah.
Overrated, just his continued decision-making. In so many aspects of life, 47 children, driving, what was it, 150 on 62, playing football way too long, losing all his money, and now another, the child abuse, and now another DUI.
Yeah.
Right? Just ridiculous. And then Eric Swalwell, okay, the outspoken congressman from California, saying that any Democrat who's running for president in 2028, when, oh, by the way, the chance they're about 70%, there's not going to be an election, by the way, and Trump's going to declare some national emergency and there won't be an election. But he's saying no Democrat should be considered unless they automatically decide to destroy the new ballroom. That's lunacy.
Come on.
I mean, it's
lunacy. That's back to our adolescent brain.
That is
right. That's not. Right. There's no grown up talking.
They could use a ballroom. They really could. Does it have to be this big and this opulent? Probably not.
It's
Trump, though.
But they didn't have a committee. They didn't talk about it. He didn't ask anybody.
No, there's a lengthy story about it. I think it was in Wall Street Journal, Washington Post this weekend. Right? He did nothing. That shocks no one.
No, but.
Okay. But to think it is going to be built. And it can be used in positive ways that now what you need to do is declare you're going to bulldoze it. And that's going to be what statement? How about actually his policy positions? If you want to overthrow those and try this thing through the law and try to vote to overturn them, sure. But knocking the ballroom down, grow up. Come on. Yeah. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, I will be on my way to, I'll go to the keys and find something for you.
And again, you look very nice today.
Thank you. I finally found something that I could live with.
Yeah. So is this what we're going to see every day now for the next 4 months?
No, but I decided I made a choice today. I said, damn it, Susie.
Do you call yourself Susie when you talk to yourself?
No. Okay. I am better with this. So you'd call that kind of a dress shirt.
Yes.
And a blazer.
Right.
And black pants.
Yeah.
So this.
Very smart.
This is what I'm going to stick with. I'm not going to have tight fitting sweaters. I'm not going to have anything tight. I'm sorry. It upsets me.
Yeah.
Because I have more stuff in my middle area that I don't want accentuated.
Yep.
So if I'm going to be happy at work.
You should feel good.
I want to feel. I do feel good now.
And that's why I'm making you get us a treat that we're going to share in the 2 o'clock hour.
I might get some lunch there, too.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
Is this the policy you want from the next mayor of Minneapolis? Let's discuss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We have an election coming up. Many different areas across the state. The signature election, because it's the biggest city. It's the economic engine. It's the one that people love or hate, controversy, embrace it, whatever. Minneapolis. And the mayor's race. You also have Hampton and Davis in the race, but most people, myself included, believe it's either Fry or Fate. And they had another debate Friday on Almanac. Then I saw they have another one coming up with Frank Vassalero on 4. I think they had one on NPR, too. So they're picking up because we talked about this the other day. We're kind of wondering, why don't we have more of these? So the state senator, who at one point was the endorsed candidate, then numbers didn't add up, so he wasn't. And then Fate and a lot of supporters believe that was just big establishment taking it away from him. He recently appeared at a press conference that was hosted by this group, Minnesota Immigrant Rights Action Committee. Okay. And so they have listed demands for strengthening the city's separation ordinance. This is city employees and not participating in any way with ICE, immigration enforcement. Among the things, this petition calls for the MPD to refuse cooperation with federal agents slash officers from any law enforcement agency for any reason at all, and wait for it, immediately arrest any law enforcement agent or officer at any level of government with any agency who covers their face or obscures their identity or badge by any means. MPD should show up, as an example, Christy Noem, at least has the title Homeland Security. Do I really believe she's executing that office? Hell no, I don't. But she's got the title and she was here, and I'm sure ICE came with and symbolically they arrested people Friday. If he's Mayor Fate, he wants Minneapolis police to be aware of this. I don't know if he wants them to be tracking it. And if ICE shows up covers their badge or their face, he does. Not only does he not want cooperation, he wants them arrested. So I made it clear. The Biden administration, complete failure on the border. Complete, total failure. And of course, when they finally got to it later, Trump spiked it with Republicans, Lankford and others, who had put together this combo bill, because he wanted to linger against Biden. It then lingered against Harris. And it was a positive for him. I mean, they've shut it off. I mean, these numbers on the border crossings now, Dave, are astronomically low. However, just keep reading stories. Keep paying attention to what's going on. Because here's the list of people who are against ICE arresting illegal immigrants who committed violent crimes. I'm done. It's such a canard. It's such a fake argument. Yeah, you're right. We find out somebody came from, pick the country, Mexico, Guatemala, Ireland, Australia, Luxembourg, wherever. And it turned out they came in the country illegally and they murdered two people. Let's let them go. No one's for that. And if they are, their point of view is insulting, clueless, and indefensible. But we also have this. We also have ICE officers who are now allowed, basically if somebody has an accent, go back to that California ruling and read that. You're also allowed to show up right now in an unmarked van, no identifying uniform, badge, anything from ICE, wear a mask, take people, and throw them in a van. That's really what we're about. Again, criminals, hell yes, every time for me, every single time. But this is what we want. And the mask idea, when they keep telling us again, Dave, well, guess what? Antifa does it, or criminals do it. That's our bar. If other criminals or other individuals who aren't just protesting are out to be a part, to participate, create violence, they do it. So we'll do the same. That's our bar. The doxing part is grotesque. I agree. Should we have every law enforcement individual on the planet now wear a mask? Because MPD doesn't wear a mask. Golden Valley Police doesn't wear a mask. Maui Police, they don't wear a mask. They deserve as much protection as ICE, right? So what the state senator wants is MPD to arrest them. Here's a... If it's not clear, here's this quote. I want to make it very clear that, yes, I do support strengthening our separation ordinance. And, yes, I do support each and every one of the demands outlined because they are my demands as well. He's backing up MPD. So if Brian O'Hara himself or other officers have to find ICE officers who could be your neighbors, could be your friends. They could be people you can't stand. But they're doing their job. If they're violating the law, then let's hope they're charged. But they're following what the command is telling them to do. And I don't like the unmarked van BS, and I know you don't either. But what MPD is supposed to do is arrest them. So I mentioned there was a debate on Almanac with all four top contenders. And we pick it up with Jacob Fry following up on the discussion we're having right now.
You committed to arresting federal agents. My simple question is how?
Yeah, well, if there's any federal agent that has a mask on, that should not be allowed in our city.
I agree with that, but how? Well, how do you arrest them?
Well, we could work with our state partners, we could work with our attorney general, we could work with across jurisdictionally, we could work
but,
at the city.
But specifically, but reality, how would you
the reality,
arrest them?
The reality is,
this would put our neighbors in danger.
He can fill in for me. This is exactly what I was saying. How are you doing this? And all of a sudden, he's saying we'll work with state agencies, the attorney general. Let me read what they wrote in their petition again. Calls on the Minneapolis Police Department to refuse cooperation with federal agents, officers from any federal law enforcement agency for any reason, and immediately arrest any law enforcement agent or officer at any level of the government with any agency who covers their face or obscures their identity or badge by any means. Did I miss when it says work with the attorney general?
It's probably the next part.
No. Did I miss state agencies? I think it's lunacy, and I think it's another example where the state senator is saying something, and then when he's directly asked, in this case, not by a journalist, but pretty good follow-up by Jacob Fry, to be specific, to identify it, to defend it, didn't happen.
No, and much of Fry's argument is, you know, it's not working with state agencies. It's not working with the Attorney General, Keith Ellison. It's, okay, literally, you have cops and you have ICE agents on the street in the same place.
Yep.
You feel the cops should arrest these ICE agents. How are they physically going to do it? Fry even mentioned, just so you know, their guns are bigger than the guns that MPD carries.
Are we going to have shootouts?
That's the first problem.
Is that what he wants? And again, this goes back to what happened in June when, I get it, the default for a lot of people, we wondered ourselves, is this a nice rest? We found out there are a lot of drugs found. A lot of drugs and a lot of arrests. And MPD didn't go there and participate in the rest. You know what they did? They tried to diffuse the tension which was taking place between citizens and ICE. They tried to lower the temperature. What Mayor Fateh wants is don't diffuse any tension. Show up and arrest.
Bring the cuffs, boys. Let's go get them.
This, again, from a person who doesn't think they should be wearing masks and doesn't think at times this unidentifiable crap and throwing people in a van is not American. What do you want to say in this? Do you think this is what you want? I want zero part of this. And this concerns me if he is the next mayor of Minneapolis. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Text has been great today. Keep them coming. Good phone calls in the first hour. I haven't given you a chance to call yet. If you want to call on this topic, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. Let's dramatically change the topic. Let's talk about your own health. Dave right now, you know what I advise Dave to if he goes to Stretch Lab? Mason-Dixon line and below. Dave, don't have him stretching. Your ribs, your shoulders. Stay away from that part.
Okay. Thank you.
But hips, glutes, calves, ankles, all available at StretchLab.com. There's one about, what would you say, 6-7 minutes from your place?
Less. Mile away.
Mile
Boom.
Away.
Be there in a minute and a half.
Boom. Dave can go. He's a 41-year-old who just ran a triathlon. You can be a 20-year-old who's in much better shape than Dave Harrigan. You can be a biker, golfer, jogger. You can be a later-on guy. You can have the body fat of small percentage, and you can have a bigger body fat. Stretch Lab, with these 12-plus locations, trained specialists. They're not coming to your house every single day, every morning to help you, but and you need to do that. But they will get the fundamentals for you, and they will stretch you in a way that you can't do on your own. 6 years for me, I keep going. StretchLab.com. Among the techs, they are identified as federal agents. You just can't know the individual's names. Duh. No, they're not always. There's story after story after story after story where they don't identify themselves as federal agents. There's also an endless amount of stories where they do. But no way should you be allowed to just show up, wear a mask, not identify yourself, and throw somebody in a van. I am curious to what the charge would be if you would arrest an ICE officer doing their job. I do feel the badge should be readily available. Yeah, what basis are they going to arrest him on? Not following
city ordinance.
Are we gonna pass a law that says, obviously we have cities that look at this differently, don't work hand in hand the sanctuary city situation. But sanctuary cities aren't calling, if you buy that description, they're not calling for arresting ICE officers. Who else does the potentially future mayor, what other federal officials does he want arrested? I mean, do we want to play the slippery slope game on this? Chad, what would our police officers do if an unmasked armed person approached one of our citizens and tried to take them away? That's the only question you need to answer to determine that, yes, ICE agents should absolutely be arrested if they're wearing a mask. If MPD spots someone, and it's not like it was in Minneapolis in the huge summer store, where they all were wearing ICE uniforms. They just had their faces covered by the mask. But if any officer anywhere, we all should believe in this, sees one individual, two individuals grabbing one, two, five individuals and throw them in a van, of course they should stop them. But the state senator's not talking about that example. He's talking all examples that unless the masks are off, they should be arrested. That's asinine to me. Do you want to defend this in any way?
I don't. No, I'm not a fan like you of ICE agents wearing masks. I don't think they should. I think it absolutely should not be something that's happening. But to ask MPD to get in a street fight with ICE and, you know, cuff them all and drag them downtown is also a ludicrous idea.
A side note, it comes down to jurisdiction, who has the legal authority and control. Not it was the bigger guns. At least it better matter. Well, yeah, and then we get to what law matters more. And we have these, you know, Supreme Court debates all the time on federal law, state law, city law, county laws, right? This comes up all the time. And I don't think the present mayor, and maybe the future mayor, was suggesting that no matter what, this would turn into a shoot 'em up instantly. But the idea that potentially this couldn't get uncomfortable? Of course it potentially could. And so you want to have a law or just your own policy, kind of like Trump does his own policy, where that's going to take place? You got to be kidding me.
Even if it just gets a little bit uncomfortable, obviously you're going to have many members of the public around such an area. Boy, good luck.
Here's a text from Blois. If we arrested people mask, wouldn't that apply to people who wear masks for COVID and other religious purposes? Yeah, how sure are we going to be on mask use? Because clearly you still see a lot of people outside, by the way, where I'm shaking my head. And obviously for religious purposes, as Blois points out, there are plenty of people who feel like this. So are you going to clearly misinterpret and misunderstand something, and you're the mayor and you're now telling, whether it's Brian O'Hara, whoever it might be, you got to arrest everybody? I think the mayor of Minneapolis was right on this, and I think this should be followed up again, not just with the mayor, but whenever Channel 4 and Vassalero has their debate, because I think it's later this week, because the election coming up soon. The Great Minnesota Sports Weekend. That's our topic next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.